Hey, I'm Robert Wells. This breaks my heart in the NHL. On Tuesday, the Chicago Blackhawks traded right wing Patrick Kane to the New York Rangers. They're not playing. They trade him before the deadline was today, which it is today, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. It ended. The Blackhawks made some other trades this week and last week as well. They traded players from left to right. The Chicago Blackhawks are in rebuilding mode, and I'm okay with that. I'm cool. Why? Because they can build another dynasty in Chicago. I'm for it. Back to Patrick Kane. I thought Patrick Kane would retire as a Chicago Blackhawk. I really did. He was the first overall pick in the 2007 NHL draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane won three Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks in 2010, 2013, and 2015. I remember when Patrick Kane scored the game-winning goal in overtime against the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2010. I know Blackhawks fans remember that goal because Patrick Kane was unbelievable. We will never forget it. Never. Kane also won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the most valuable player of the playoffs in 2013. He also won the Hart Memorial Trophy as the most valuable player and the Art Ross Trophy as a scoring champion in the 2015-16 NHL season. And many more accomplishments in the NHL by Patrick Kane. To me, Patrick Kane is one of the greatest Chicago Blackhawks players in NHL and franchise history, in my opinion. We'll miss you in Chicago, Patrick Kane. God bless you always. And remember, go Blackhawks! The 2023 NFL Scouting Combine started yesterday with defensive linemen and linebackers. Yes, it did. Georgia's defensive lineman, Jalen Carter, who I want, did not participate in the workout portion of this week's Combine, but will do so this week with interviews with the teams and take a physical. That's what he's going to do. And Alabama's linebacker defensive end, Will Anderson Jr., did participate, and he's a top five prospect of the 2023 NFL Draft. I hope the Chicago Bears draft one of them. I really hope so. Here's the schedule for the Scouting Combine today and this weekend. On Thursday, March 2nd, was defensive linemen and linebackers. Friday, today, defensive back and special teams, which happening right now. Saturday, the quarterback, wide receivers, and tight ends, which I will be watching. And Sunday, the running back and offensive lineman. I'll be watching that too. The Scouting Combine is very important because your team could draft game changers or sign undrafted free agents that they can help the team, your team, to win Super Bowl titles. I believe the Chicago Bears will be scouting some defensive and offensive players that they can build around Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears, the franchise quarterback. The Bears have the number one overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. Earlier this week on Monday morning, NFL insider Adam Schefter of ESPN said on the Chicago Bears that the Bears are being approached by multiple teams for the first overall pick. Basically, quarterback Justin Fields is not going anywhere. He's not going nowhere. Bears GM Ryan Poe said it this week, Tuesday, at Indy at the Scouting Combine. He said it. I wonder how many picks the Bears will get for the first overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. A lot. Also, NFL legal tampering when teams can start talking pending free agents begins on Monday, March 13th. Trades can be official 2 days later on Wednesday, March 15th. Start of the NFL New Year. Cross Sports will keep you updated with all the free agent sign-ins and trades for the upcoming new 2023 NFL season. March Madness in men's college basketball and women's college basketball. March Madness came here quickly, didn't it? It came by real quick. The Women's March Madness begins on Wednesday, March 15th, and Thursday, March 16th. The national championship game is on Sunday, April 2nd. Wow. I'm picking the number one team in women's college basketball, the South Carolina Gamecocks, to repeat as back-to-back national champions. I don't see any other team beating South Carolina at all in this tournament. I just don't see it. They're undefeated with a 30-0 record this season so far. Unbelievable. They're the best. But that's what March Madness is all about. Any team can be beaten. Any team. March Madness in men's college basketball starts on Tuesday, March 14th through Monday, April 3rd. April 3rd is the national championship game. The Houston Cougars are the number one team in the land in men's college basketball. Could they win the national championship this year? It can happen. We shall see. What about the Alabama Crimson Tide? They could win it all instead. It can happen. I'm used to saying this in college football, but I'm going to say it in college basketball. Roll Tide! How about the defending national champions, the Kansas Jayhawks? Well, maybe they could win it. They could win it all back-to-back as national champions. They could, but we shall see. Anything can happen. We shall see. How about UCLA? Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Honestly, I would like to see the Purdue Boilermakers win the national championship this year. I think my friend Stacy would agree with me. I truly believe that. And I also think that my Duke Blue Devils could win it all. Could they win it all this year for the first time in school history without Coach K? Maybe. It can happen. We shall see. What about Gonzaga Bulldogs? Could they win it? They could win it all, too. For the first time in school history, anything can happen. Basically, for men's college basketball, the tournament is up for grabs. It's up in the air. Which team could win a national championship, in my opinion? Anybody can win. Overall, we will see some awesome 2023 March Madness games for women's and men's college basketball. It's going to happen. Facts. In the NBA, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and the Phoenix Suns will face the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. The Bulls will need to bring their A game tonight to win against the Suns. The Phoenix Suns are NBA Finals contenders. Yes, they are. In order for the Bulls to stay in front in the playoff hunt for the playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, the Bulls will need to win this game. Come out fast, aggressive, and play good defense, Chicago. Go Bulls! Staying in the NBA, congratulations to Portland Trail Blazers point guard Damian Lillard on scoring 71 points on Sunday against the Houston Rockets. This is the first season in NBA history which multiple players scored 70 points in a game, according to ESPN Stats and Info. Portland Trail Blazers point guard Damian Lillard and Cleveland Cavaliers shooting guard Donovan Mitchell. Yes, Donovan Mitchell scored 71 points to start off the new year in January against the Chicago Bulls. I'm still mad about that. The Bulls released point guard Goran Dragic on Tuesday. I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope he lands on a good team. I really hope so. He's a good player. And finally, boxing. The fight between Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia were finalized last week, according to ESPN insider Mike Coppinger. This will be a good fight. Two undefeated fighters. Yes, Gervonta Davis is 28-0 with 26 knockouts, and Ryan Garcia is 23-0 with 19 knockouts. I'm going with Gervonta Davis to win the fight, but Ryan Garcia is no joke. He could pull an upset over Gervonta Davis, in my opinion. I really believe that. I expect a good fight. You should expect a good fight. Mama said knock you out. Huh! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. And finally, leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. Don't be shy. Communicate. What's up? What's good? Holla at your man. What's up? Let's talk. Let's talk. You can talk about anything you want. If you got something to say, say it. Leave a comment down below, but keep it clean. Keep it clean. If there's something you want me to talk about next time, let me know and I'll talk about it. It's no problem. No problem at all. And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.